AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Memorial Day in Longview, Texas,
I ask that you keep in your prayers the people of Uvalde, Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott says what happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. 19 children and two adults were shot and killed at a local elementary school.
It is going to take time to heal the devastation that the families there have gone through and are going through. But be assured, we will not relent until Uvalde recovers. We are Texas, and Texans will unite.
A day after visiting Uvalde, President Biden says he's hopeful Congress can work out some changes in gun laws.
I think things have gotten so bad that everybody's getting more rational about it. At least that's my hope and prayer.
The president is hoping for some compromise from some Republican leaders in the Senate.
There's a realization on the part of rational Republicans, and I consider McConnell a rational Republican, and Cornyn is as well. I think there's a recognition on their part that we can't continue like this.
Detectives arrested an 18-year-old Florida man after receiving a tip he threatened a mass shooting at a school in a social media post. Corey Anderson was arrested at his home near Tampa and charged with a written or electronic threat to conduct a mass shooting or an act of terrorism. Crews are making progress in stopping the nation's largest active wildfire from spreading. The fourth straight day of warnings of extreme fire conditions in northern New Mexico in the foothills east of Santa Fe. Russian troops pushed farther into a key eastern Ukrainian city and fought street by street with Ukrainian forces. The mayor says the battle has left the city in ruins and driven tens of thousands from their homes. The stock market is closed today on Memorial Day. This is AP News. There is an investigation in the U.S. and Canada into a hepatitis outbreak that may be linked to organic strawberries.
In a joint weekend statement, the FDA and the Public Health Agency of Canada said illnesses in Minnesota, California, and Canada occurred after people ate fresh Campo and HEB brand strawberries. The agency said the purchase dates were March 5th through April 25th. They were sold at various U.S. retailers, including Aldi, Kroger, Safeway, Walmart, and Trader Joe's. The FDA says there have been 17 illnesses and 12 hospitalizations reported in the U.S. I'm Shelley Adler.
French authorities defended police for indiscriminately firing tear gas and pepper spray at Liverpool soccer supporters at the Champions League final, while blaming industrial levels of fraud that saw up to 40,000 people try to enter the Stade de France with fake tickets or none at all. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.